This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The home from the Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, or the Madrid Polytechnic University, is designed to go a step beyond the typical industrial production of houses and incorporate cutting-edge, state-of-the-art technologies. This includes using a smart foundation and phase-change materials to supply thermal mass and substance to a light construction project. Rationalization comes into the design to achieve a pleasant, fluid space based on a well-insulated envelope, energy efficiency, and recycled materials, which is to say, sustainability. What's different? Well, the house, Casa Solar, is a small part of a major research project. The goal is to raise the level of industrial production of houses and to improve their sustainability via both energy efficiency and recycled materials, and even study the possibility of recycling every part of the house. The house is built to allow disassembly into five major parts and transport. When it arrives at its destination, the house can be located on poor quality ground thanks to its system of smart foundations that reacts automatically to any settling of its foundation steel plates. When it comes to architecture and interior comfort, the project attempts to create a pleasant, temperate space to live in, and that has a simplicity of one major space surrounded by different areas rationally located to enrich this space and serve the homeowner's usual needs and activities. So the bathroom and kitchen are designed in a compact way in one area, the north side, which makes it easier and more cost-efficient to install and maintain the plumbing facilities. On the south side, a wide expanse of glazing opens to an exterior wooden deck. The interior layout is conceived to provide a flowing space to achieve the sensation of being larger than it actually is. The north wall couples with a technical block that houses plumbing, mechanical, and electrical systems. From the inside, this means that the bathroom and kitchen are designed in a compact way, but in a way that allows separate passages from bathroom to bedroom and kitchen to dining room. The south facade also helps to expand the interior space by providing wide views and natural light, while still staying warm and comfortable because of the facade's double skin configuration. Clerestory windows on the north facade also help to make the space look larger and brighter. An HVAC unit provides heating and cooling. Ventilation control and well-insulated walls reduce the energy consumption. The double skin glazed south facade provides additional solar gain in winter. Cool or warm air is allowed to enter or is exhausted depending on the conditioning needs. For lighting, the south glazed facade along with the clerestory windows on the north facade provide a generous amount of natural light, which brightens the interior space even on cloudy days. An LED lighting system will work in harmony with conventional low energy consuming lighting. Madrid Polytechnic's photovoltaic system is rated at 9.6 kilowatts. The system is produced by Isofoton, a Spanish company that is Europe's largest manufacturer of PV modules. The rooftop system is pitched based on the team study of the Washington, D.C. area's annual solar incident radiation to optimize solar energy generation throughout the annual cycle. The house is equipped with a solar thermal system to produce hot water for various uses. The system of evacuated vacuum tubes is located both horizontally on the roof and vertically on the south facade, which gives an attractive, high-tech look to the facade. The total cost for Madrid's solar home, materials, construction, and transportation, is estimated to be around $1 million. After the solar decathlon, the house will probably be shipped to Beijing, China, and installed as part of China's future house project to show Spain's technology in the housing field. For more information about the Universidad Politécnica de Madrid's solar home, visit http://www.solardecathlon.upm.es. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.